Well, you come in after a big performance last night. Is it fair to say you almost carbon copied the effort here tonight?
I think we had the same energy in our room going into the game. I think there's a lot of excitement, and you could tell in our game, you know, the first period especially, I thought we got off to a great start. It's kind of been something that's plagued us here on those back-to-back games.
How about for you being able to open the scoring, and lo and behold, that was all that your team would need tonight?
Yeah, you know, once that went in, you know, you could kind of almost feel like it was just going to be one of those 1-0, 2-1 games. There just didn't seem to be a whole lot out there for either side. When there was, you know, their goalie made some big saves. Our goalie made some big saves. So, you know, that's kind of how you want to play it on the road.
There wasn't a whole lot out there for either side. How would you describe that game?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I guess, the perfect road game, you know. You want to try to limit what they're able to do, you know, especially in this building. They do a good job feeding off their crowd. You know, you get this place quiet, and the time seems to clip off pretty quick.
When you guys heard you'd be without Drew and Adam, what was the mindset? What's going through your mind?
I mean, you can't change anything. We've dealt with adversity, most of these guys. You know, last year we had something like five defensemen out at one point. So we're used to that. I think we rallied around it a little bit. The guys that got an opportunity to come in and play did a great job. And like I said, you know, we live and die by our energy and what our room feels like and our bench feels like. And it's been really good the last two games.
Did that shot flutter on you a little bit? It looked like it was kind of twirling in the air.
That's my changeup. it was one of those things, you know. I think he had the exact spot I was trying to shoot covered, and right when I let it go, it just, I think it just hit some in the ice or did a little knuckle, and, you know, it was a lucky bounce, but we'll take it.
What was effective on your penalty kill tonight, able to shut down three big chances that they had?
I think we stayed tight. You know, I think we had a good scouting report on what they're trying to do. And at the end of the day, your goalie needs to be your best penalty killer, and he did a great job.
Take us to that last 2 minutes. How chaotic was it? I mean, it looked like everybody was laying it on the line that last
game. Yeah, it's just one of those things where all of a sudden they got six guys, we got four, and the worst thing you can do is you know, get spread out. You know, they get you spread out, that's when the seams open up, that's when they're able to make those tic-tac-toe plays. So we stayed tight and let Helly see the shots, and, you know, he made the saves and did a great job of clearing them out in front.